The federal judge in New York has thrown out a major lawsuit against gun manufacturers, but at the same time, the judge found that the gun industry does have some responsibility for illegal gun violence. The mixed ruling has both sides in the gun control debate claiming victory, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The lawsuit was brought by the NAACP against the nation's gun manufacturers. The group claimed that the firearms industry had done little to stop criminals from getting guns in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Federal Judge Jack Weinstein agreed with just about every claim that the NAACP made, but he ruled yesterday that the group didn't prove, as required by law, that its members were uniquely harmed. The lead counsel for the NAACP, Elisa Barnes, says they may have lost, but they've paved the way for similar lawsuits.
The NAACP has done the work. We've submitted the evidence. The evidence is in the record. The judge specifically said that this is an instance for the public entities, the city and the state, to take it the next step, the last step.
They're claiming a sort of victory because Judge Weinstein's 175-page decision is extremely critical of the gun industry. In a rare statement for a judge, Weinstein writes that gun makers are partially responsible for the illegal use of their weapons. Dennis Hennigan is the legal director of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
It is page after page after page of compelling evidence that the industry knows that its dealers are funneling guns into the illegal market, knows that it could take very practical action to curb the flow of guns into the hands of criminals, and deliberately refuses to do that in order to enhance its profitability.
But for the gun industry, it still counts as a win. The judge criticized them but took no action. In fact, gun manufacturers have won most of the lawsuits that have tried to link them to gun violence. Lawrence Keene with the National Shooting Sports Foundation says the string of victories all prove the same thing.
The industry is not responsible for the actions of criminals, that it is a responsible, legitimate industry, and that the industry works closely and carefully with law enforcement to cooperate in the ways that law enforcement community wants the industry to cooperate.
And since they won the NAACP case, he says the rest of Judge Weinstein's comments, however critical, don't matter.
It is not binding on any court in the nation, and it is not particularly persuasive because it flies in the face of what other courts throughout the country and appellate courts have said.
The New York decision might not set precedent, but it may provide a roadmap for how cities might finally win a case against the gun industry. A suit by the city of New York is currently pending in Judge Weinstein's courtroom. Larry Rosenthal, an attorney for the city of Chicago, is pursuing a similar lawsuit. He was impressed by how the NAACP was able to use detailed tracking data to show how legal guns get into illegal hands.
It vividly demonstrates that this problem is caused by really a handful of scofflaw dealers. If the industry would cut off those dealers, it would really cut off an enormous amount of the supply of guns in the hands of criminals. And we intend to present very similar proof in our own case.
The Chicago lawsuit is scheduled to be heard by the Illinois Supreme Court this fall, but politics may intervene. A bill has passed the U.S. House of Representatives that would shield the gun industry from lawsuits. It's now being considered by the Senate. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.